This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joining us on the TroCare College live line, Nandor Forgash, a parishioner at St. Benedict's. We've been talking with him many times over the past year about the closing process that's been going on throughout the Buffalo Diocese. But now we're focused on something else. Nandor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. There is some new news this week on how exactly the Diocese of Buffalo is going to be paying out the settlement reached with abuse victims, and what role parishes might play in that. What do you know so far about what's being asked of individual parishes to contribute to this settlement?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Thank you for having me on. Again, it's great to talk to you, with you all about what's going on with our Western New York parishes. Honestly, we won't be finding out really what our part of the payment for the abuse settlement is until next week, Tuesday, when our vicariate rolls out the figures for each parish. But it's looking like a good portion of money coming from each parish that, some parishes are in better standing than others. So they'll be able to survive it, but others, I feel like, will be hurt by this payment that they're being asked to make.
Nandor, what do you understand the formula to be for sending out these invoices to parishes? Do you have any idea?
Unfortunately, we don't have an idea, and we won't really have an idea until next Tuesday when the news comes out and when we're informed by our families.
What realistically could be the ask? I think there's a lot of confusion out there, even amongst people who belong to some of these parishes, of how much money the diocese has versus how much money some individual parishes might have and how that's all divvied up. Are you even certain how that all works?
I'm not sure what the formula is or what they're looking at. I've heard that it's a I've heard some rumors here and there, nothing that's been substantiated because this has been seems like it's been held tight to the chest of our leadership, but unfortunately it's going to be a percentage. I'm sure it's northwards of 50% of any savings or daily or weekly collections that churches are bringing in that they're going to have to pay out for their share of the abuse. And again, what would be great is to see a real breakdown of what is the diocese kicking in to pay off this claim versus what are the individual parishes being asked to pay. We'll see Tuesday.
How does it make you feel as a parishioner at St. Benedict's that some parish money will be going to pay this settlement?
I'm really not okay with it. I've voiced this before. I feel like we're paying for the sins of our church leadership who horribly mishandled this abuse scandal. Unfortunately, reality is what it is. I don't know if there's any sort of recourse for the parishes to not have to pay the sums that are being asked. And at this point, you know, with everything that's been going on for the past year, a lot of the negativity that we felt towards our leadership, we just want to get to a point where let's just move on, move forward, and start rebuilding and continuing to do what we've been doing. We've been seeing a lot of the fruits of our labor pay off with more and more people coming back to our parish.
You know, we know the impact that this scandal has had on churches throughout the diocese in terms of fewer people going. Now we've seen the closure of a lot of churches and really the perception of the Diocese of Buffalo, the leadership and everything that goes with it. And now I'm wondering if this might bring a second wave of this. You know, some of the affiliates asked to contribute to that settlement. It's not just parishes, but it includes Catholic cemeteries, Our Lady of Victory Charities, and Catholic Charities as well. You know, this organization that a lot of people, even people who aren't Catholic, give to. They do so much great work around Western New York, but it was always under the assumption that the money's always going to this great work and not necessarily to any sort of settlement.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I was very surprised, too, to hear that Catholic Charities is being asked to pay for a portion of the settlement as well. It's no wonder that they're having trouble with their campaign this year. You can see people are very upset about what's going on with the diocese and are not willing to give money because most people don't want the money to go to pay for the settlement from the scandal is really what it comes down to. Unfortunately, there's probably going to be fallout from this as well, because people are going to be angry and upset about what we're being asked to do for sins that, you know, a lot of parishes did not commit. This is really on our diocese leadership for how they handled everything. But, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, whether it's St. Benedict's Parish, whether it's St. Mark's, whether it's any church in Western New York, you know, please don't stop going, because, you know, just because our diocesan leadership is bad, that's not a reflective of what's going on in the local parishes. Our parish communities are, I feel like they're becoming stronger than ever. We have a lot of good young people that are coming back to the faith, and they're vibrant communities. And, you know, I feel like everyone should give it another chance, come and see what's going on and take part in the communities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you a little concerned that this could lead to maybe another wave of people being a little disengaged with the church? And I'm wondering how you've seen that play out. You mentioned that it's vibrant inside the individual parishes. Over the last 5 years, how have you witnessed that change, if you have seen one, in terms of people leaving or, as you just described, coming back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, between the abuse scandal and COVID, we definitely lost a lot of people that just were basically, you know, they washed their hands and they were done with the church. I feel like a lot of older generations, they felt like this was the last straw and this was it. They're not coming back again unless they see some sort of major fundamental shift within the Catholic Church itself. But I would say amongst, you know, my generation, people with families, we're seeing more people starting to come in. You know, even our school, we're maxed out for next year. I think we're at 450, 455 people. I don't know if we can cram any more kids into that school. So, you know, that shows how strong Catholic education is becoming and how much interest there is in it. And we're working to ride the waves that we're seeing in the school to start transitioning that over into the parish. And we're starting to see that pay off. We've got a lot of good youth ministries and family ministries that are doing well. We're seeing our numbers within the sacraments, go up. This year was a great year. We saw a lot of kids either getting their first communion, their confirmations, or receiving their first penance. So, it's slowly trending upwards. I wouldn't say it's a skyrocket, but we're starting to see people realize that, you know, there's more to church than just what's going on at the top level of the diocese.
You know, Nandor, it seemed to me that Catholic Charities always said that their funds were separate from the diocese and they would not be used for the abuse scandal. I mean, if they do end up taking some of their funds, is that a betrayal?
I do. It's hard to, I'll be honest, everything that's been being either sold off or asked to pay has been kind of a head scratcher. I mean, you look at the money that's being asked for from Catholic Charities to pay for the scandal. This is money that's supposed to go to help the needy, any sort of immigrant families that are coming in. You know, I think, and then you look at the fact that they're selling off retirement communities within the area and kicking out those priests and being like, well, you know, good luck finding another place. A lot of those priests don't really have anywhere else to go. They were relying on those diocesan retirement communities there. So, you know, I do think it is a betrayal. And again, it's another one of those pieces. Hopefully things turn around after this is done and we see the diocese leadership change. But at the rate that they're going, I will say that we all feel very disappointed and sad with how they're leading this. But at the end of the day, that's not going to stop us from continuing to do what we're doing at our local churches.
Well, Nandor, thank you for the time. As always, great to talk with you again. Nandor Forgash, parishioner at St. Benedict's, talking about some of the news involving those settlement invoices for parishes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.